Hello, welcome to the last episode of Kevin Psychology. I hope you enjoy.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Hey everyone, this is Kevin Psychology. It's been a while since the last episode. I think, has it been a year? This is probably evident by the fact that my voice has deepened, so it no longer sounds like I have PTSD. And, as you can see, I've saved up enough money for a laugh track. Okay, enough. We got wisdom to preach. Alright, so we got an email from Calista Claude. And she says, every hour I have to have a granola bar, even at night. How do I stop? Well, that must be a pretty vicious cycle, you know. You probably don't get a lot of sleep, having to wake up every hour. It's probably because you're not eating enough other food. If you're just eating granola bars, I think maybe you need to introduce yourself to some new food. You know, granola bars, they aren't the best source of, you know, protein. They do have protein, but there are lots of other ways to get it, like from meats and peanut butter. So, I guess I would go, you know, to the doctor and tell them, because, like, I don't know if this is exactly a psychology problem. I think this has to do with your dietary habits. I think you need to start eating different foods and, you know, kind of like enjoying your life a little more. So thank you for that question. Let's move on to our next one. I got an email from Nico Murphy. He says, I'm addicted to killing ants with hand sanitizer. You ever heard of that TLC show, My Strange Addictions? Yeah, you should go on there. I'm not a therapist, but I can tell you something. It's a very odd addiction. Very odd. I don't know how this situation arose, how you started killing ants with hand sanitizer. I mean, I have heard that if there are ants invading your house and you want to get them out, then place like a dish of hand sanitizer out. And they'll die from it. Yeah. I've heard of that. So maybe you've done that and then you've just got addicted to it. I don't know. But ants are very beautiful creatures. Ant farms are amazing, but I don't really think you should be killing ants. They're here to serve their purpose, not to be killed by an evil man with hand sanitizer. Nico, I'm ashamed of you. I'm absolutely disgusted. Like, after I read this, I started throwing up. I started vomiting. I was so disgusted. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Killing ants with hand sanitizer? I don't know. I don't know. Well, because you see, like, Calista, she said, how do I stop? Okay? You know, she admits she has a problem. You didn't say anything. You just said you're addicted to killing ants with hand sanitizer. You didn't say, how do I stop? I'm a little confused here. I don't really know, like, how to handle the situation. How do I handle it? Well, I know a very good therapist. I'll email you that therapist so you can go to some therapy sessions, because I think that this would be pretty good. And Calista, like I said, you should probably go to the doctor, tell a doctor about this problem. And so, yeah. Well, those are my last two emails that I'm going to say on this show. I'm like kind of sad, you know? Like that my last problem was killing ants with hand sanitizer, but I mean, I'll take it, okay. I mean, I guess that's the way it goes. Well. Alright. That is all for this last episode of Kevin Psychology. Thank you for what? Okay. I'd better answer this. Hello?
Kevin? Are you there?
Yes?
Thank the Lord Almighty. And I mean it. My name's Jeff, by the way.
Oh, hello there, Jeff. How can I help you?
Oh, well, 2 years ago, I got into a fight with my son. He didn't want me telling him what kind of girls I approved of. I was always judging his girls that he brought home, and I may have said some things I shouldn't have. And one day we got into a fight, and he vowed never speak to me again. He packed his bags and moved away.
How old is he?
Oh, my son is 24 years old.
Continue.
Well, somehow or another, I got word that he's engaged, and I've been waiting on pins and needles for an invitation to his wedding, but I haven't gotten one. And I'm so upset because he was right the whole time. I should never have been dictating his love life. It's up to him. I was so mean, but now I want to change my ways. I can't bear never hearing from him again. I love him. And I was really, really hoping you could help, Kevin. Please. Please.
I'm so sorry. I think that you understanding that you still love him and that you want to make amends is a great first step. But unfortunately, in most of these situations, unless both parties are willing to make amends, amends end up not getting made. And sometimes that's the way things are meant to be. So my only advice is that you call him up and tell him that you're willing to forgive and be forgiven.
I think I will try that. Thank you, Kevin.
When you're done doing that, I want you to email me at my email.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Even though this podcast is ending, and this is the last episode, anyone can still email me with their problems. Just remember that. Thank you for watching. Again? Hello?
Hi, Kevin. I'm Harry.
Hi, Harry. What's up?
Well, I have a problem. 2 years ago, I was dating some pretty sketchy girls. I was still living with my one living relative, my dad, and he got... I couldn't blame him. He got mad at my poor choice of girls. He was just trying to help me. I was so one-sided that I blocked out all of my dad's wisdom and got into a heated argument that ended up in me leaving my dad forever. Well, now let's fast forward 2 years later. I've met the perfect girl and I'm getting married. But I want to invite my dad to my wedding, but I'm afraid that he'll ignore it or worse, turn it down. I love my dad, and I don't know what got into me when I argued. Can you please give me advice, Kevin?
Can you just hold on for 1 second?
Sure.
All right. Hold on.
Hello?
Jeff?
Yeah?
I've got someone who wants to talk to you.
Dad?
Son?
You both feel the exact same way about each other. I think that you should invite your dad to your wedding, Harry.
Wait. Where you come down?
Dad?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love you, Kevin. Thank you. Dad, I love you so much. Thank you. I'm surviving today. I love you so much, Dad. You mean so much for me now.
Don't worry.
Oh, I thought you.
Kevin, thank you so much, Kevin. You helped me reunite with my son.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Kevin.
Can I please sing your song? Can I please sing your song?
Oh, me too.
Oh, of course. It'll be an honor. I'll sing it with you. Ready for this?
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin.
Call Kevin.
He's a prodigy.